No, I did not. We lived too far from Chinatown, and I felt someday if they like to learn Chinese, they would. And my daughter went to Chinese school to study Chinese. I mean, took Chinese in college.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you have seen pictures of Chinese portray a ugly-looking Chinese. What do you think of that?
Yes, Chinese, like in the movies,
yeah, in the
with
movies,
a little pigtail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They stereotype everything, and I think it's rather ignorant of certain people to only think of Chinese as laundry man. But then things have changed. I think that is good.
Then what type of jobs would you or most Chinese consider to be ideal for them, for their children? To do? What kind of jobs? Would you like your son to become a doctor, like your husband?
Yes, we hoped he would, but he did not choose that career.
Now, would you tell me, what is the best years of your life, Celia? There must be a certain period of your life that, oh, you always remember as so, so beautiful.
I think my life has been a very uneventful, and I have always been very happy whatever I was doing. Of course, the early years were hectic with the children and PTA and carrying on some of the, you know, social works I have to do. But now, right now, I enjoy myself very much because there is nothing that hurries me, mm-hmm. and I can really sit back and do whatever I like to do.
So what would be the most difficult years of your life besides raising the children in America all by yourself? Is there any
yes.
other time?
I think the most difficult years, I must confess to you, are the years when my husband discovered that he had diabetes, and he had to adjust to that, and it was difficult for him, and it was very, very difficult for me. But finally, he learned to do everything in spite of the fact he's tied down with diabetes. He learned to go fishing and go all places, and then he learned to live with it. And then we don't have that difficulty.
Now, what are some of the things that you remember the most in your life? Your childhood years?
At the Chicago Fair, when I first came as a young girl, I was really fascinated by all the beautiful sights, especially that the
what year, excuse me, what year was the fair?
1933 to 35, I think.
And that was the Chicago
yes.
Fair?
And I remember the beautiful horticultural garden they had, and with the lights, with the waterfalls at night, with the music. I thought that was the prettiest thing. And then, of course, later on, when I live in this country, I enjoyed all the seaside, the ocean, and the mountains that Henry took us with the family. We always go out to the streams and lake to fish, and he loved to show off those like Grand Canyon, scenic place, Yosemite. I really enjoy those scenic places in this mm-hmm. country.
Now then, since you have lived here for 40-odd years, what is your relationship with the Caucasians?
I have have some very good American friends. I think the Americans as a whole are very lovable and very open. You can make friends with them easy, and they are very warm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now then, did you tell me why you selected to come to Los Angeles, Celia?
There's no choice. Henry was already practicing in Los Angeles, and he liked. His family was here, so we never thought that we should go anywhere for any special reason. And I like the climate here. So I was always contented to be here, especially now. I compare with the early days, Los Angeles was more attractive because it did always have blue sky and a very nice sunshine and a nice wind, the breeze. But now we have many days with smog.
Now, then, during the Second World War, what was your attitude towards the Japanese?
I thought the Japanese was treacherous. And from my childhood, I did not like the Japanese because China was always plagued by the Japanese invasion. And if I have to be honest and say what I think, I do not like the Japanese. Mm-hmm.
All right, then you have the same feeling before the Second World War. Then what was your feeling during the war while we were fighting them?
Well, I thought the Americans was paying a big price for being so naive to the Japanese, and that they should learn a lesson from there on. But I don't think so. But I do not condemn the children of the Japanese who are born here. They have nothing to do with whatever the military people decide in Japan. I don't think they think or act like the people in Japan because they have associated themselves with the freedom here. They think and act different. But in Japan, really, they have always the Japanese people are run by their own militarists, and they have this feeling about their emperor, supernatural feeling towards their emperor, and I think that was shattered by their defeat during the end of the Second World War.
Now then, when you went back to China just a few years ago, did you find your village in bad shape, or what was your first impression when you first went back?
Mm-hmm. I went back to China to see several places. In Shanghai, I went to my alma mater, the Mary Farland Girls School, and I found it very much the same, but it has a new number of high school. They were numbered now, and they were still operating. Then I went to Sucha, but I did not have a chance to go to my school to see that school, but I understand it must be running. And I found the city busier. More people in Shanghai and more people in Suzhou. The little gardens and the scenic places are open, but more visitors, very crowded.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when we were in Suzhou before, things were more quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess
but did they,
people in China.
Did you see any destruction in Suzhou, your village?
No. The parts of Suzhou that we went to, we seem to be all right. In fact, there's a river in outside of Suzhou which had a bridge on it where as students we used to run across and count how many little arches underneath. And this one was completely too old now, and they have made built a new bridge with 52 arches under. What do you call, you know, qiao, dong, you know, dong.
Oh, pillars, huh? Pillars,
no,
or arch?
No. 52 qiao, dong, bao dai qiao, bao dai qiao, you know.
It's something like an arch
a
then, uh-huh.
Yeah, arch. Famous bridge in China has 52 arches.
What's the name of that?
Bao
Dai.
P-A-O-T-A-I.
In Suzhou.
Yes. So I saw this new bridge. Mm-hmm. The old one is too old. He left it.
So actually, you did not see any destruction in your own villages then?
No. It wasn't a village, it was a city.
Yeah.
Maybe always warfare took place outside the city.
Celia, please give me your father's name in English and in Chinese, and where was he born? Celia, when was your father born?
He was born in 1888.
And what is his full name?
Zhang Wenji.
Would you like to spell it?
Yes, Changwenti.
Okay. Now the reason I'm asking you a few things about Mr. Chang or Dr. Chang is I understand he's a very famous artist, and we would like to have that recorded. Now, where was he born, Celia?
He was born in Suzhou, China.
And did he come from a wealthy family?
No. On the contrary, he was his family escaped the Boxer Rebellion from up north and wandered to Suzhou. So his folks did not have too much. So his father opened a little shop to make jewelry boxes with velvet. And that just made enough money for the six children. My father was number four. And later on, his father died early. My father was orphaned early, and he lost his mother early too. So he's from a very, very poor family.
Do you still keep track with your father's relatives on his side?
His relatives are very few. His brothers and sisters all died very young. So we do not have many relatives on his side. On my mother's side is even worse. He only had a father, mother died early, and she had only one brother who outlived her, but my mother died very young, 30-something years old.
Now, where did your father get his schooling?
My father went to missionary school. He was, in fact, an apprentice in a smith shop, silver smith shop. But at that time, the missionaries opened a school in Suzhou, and they want the students. But all the boys, families are afraid to send their children to this missionary foreigner school. But my father was poor, and so he tried. He went there, and he was very friend. The teacher, Mary Tarrant, was a very good teacher and very kind to my father. Mary Tarrant.
So there's where he learned English as well as a trade.
No, he did not learn a trade. He just graduated from high school there.
Mm-hmm.
And he learned English and learned Bible, you know, and all the other courses that was furnished.
Then later on, mm-hmm. where did he learn the trade of carving jade?
He had an uncle who was in the jade trade in Sucha. So later on, my father went to teach in Shanghai, the Donghu Zhongxue, Sucha University, mm-hmm. second middle school. Well, at that time, his uncle interested him in purchasing jade and making jewelry out of the jade and sell to Japanese, because the Japanese love jade, or the local Chinese also love jade, but what they specialize in is exporting to the Japanese, the finished beads or jewelry or kinds.
So how many years did he work in
so he started
carving of jade?
Teaching early, and then he organized a company to buy jade and make jewelry and sell. But then later on, he bought some.
Celia, is there anything else that you would like to tell me about yourself or your family?
No, thank you.
Okay, then I want to thank you very much for the interview. I know it has taken you a lot of time and all that. Thank you very much, Celia.
No, I want to say something.
All right.
If you want to find out the details of all these things to my father, I already gave you those to look at. And if you want to find dates and everything, you can look at the Lapidary Journal of 1965, August issue, and you can find maybe more material you want about my father's things.
All right. Thank you very much, Celia. Certainly appreciate it.
Okay.